Today's Mishnah is Brachos Perek Aleph Mishnah Gimel. So, Masechtas Brachos Shishi Sidrei Mishnah begins with the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, which is a mitzvah that we do twice a day. We do it in the evening and we do it in the morning. And the first two Mishnayos of Shishi Sidrei Mishnah discussed the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. The first Mishnah discussed the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis. The second Mishnah discussed the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema Shel Shachris. What's the makar that the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema is a mitzvah that you're supposed to do twice a day? The truth is, it's based on psukim in the Torah. It says in the Torah, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, V'yohavtas Hashem Elokecha B'chol Levavcha V'chol Nafshecha V'chol Miyodecha V'hoyu Advarim O'Ela, which Chazal understood means Kriyat Shema, literally the Dvarim Ha'elu, the things that we're saying right now, Alevavecha, v'shinantam levanecha v'dibarta bom, v'shivtecha b'veisecha, uvlechtecha v'aderech, uv'shachbecha uv'kumecha. And the Torah says it again in the second parasha, in the parasha of V'hoyim Shemaya, that you're supposed to say Kriyat Shema, v'shachbecha uv'kumecha. V'shachbecha means when you go to sleep. Uv'kumecha means when you get up. You go to sleep at night. You wake up in the morning, and as a result, there's a mitzvah of Kriyat Shema b'shach b'cha in the evening, and there's a mitzvah of Kriyat Shema uvkumecha in the morning. Stating that, as we're about to see, there was a major machloikis between the schools of Shammai and the schools of Hillel, also known as Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, how to understand b'shach b'cha uvkumecha. Zok the Mishnah, b'shammai yoimrim, b'shammai says, ba'erev, in the evening, kol adam yatu v'yikru. When a person says Kriyat Shema, in the evening, he should lie down and say Kriyat Shema. U'baboyker, and in the morning, yamdu, you should be standing up straight when you say Kriyat Shema. Shenemar uveshach becha uvkumecha. B'shammai took the words uveshach becha uvkumecha quite literally. Uveshach becha means lying down. Uvkumecha means standing up. Now, it also means night and morning. But being that the Torah used the words uveshach becha uvkumecha, says B'shammai, we need to take these words literally. The Kriyat Shema that you say at night should be while you're lying down. The Kriyat Shema that you say in the morning should be while you're standing. But Bitzil says, Kol Adam Kair Kedarka. No, a person can say Kriyat Shema however he wants to say Kriyat Shema. Shenemar, in fact, how do I know that? Because it also says in this very same parasha of Kriyat Shema, Uvelechtecha v'aderech, you could be traveling. And really that means do it however you want to do it. Imkein lama nemar, Uveshach b'cha uvkumecha. So Bitzil says, so what then did the Mishnah mean when it said, Uveshach b'cha uvkumecha, b'shosh b'nei Adam sheichvin, Uveshosh b'nei Adam oimdim. Uveshach b'cha means you're supposed to say Kriyat Shema at the time that people are lying down or at the time that people are sleeping. Not that you have to be lying down or sleeping, but you say Kriyat Shema at the time that people are lying down and sleeping. What does uvkumecha mean? Uveshashab and they are the mindim. You should say Kriyat Shema at the time that people are standing, which is during the daytime. So it doesn't mean literally lying or standing. You can do it however you want. What it means is when exactly you're supposed to do it. You're supposed to say Kriyat Shema at the time that people are lying. You're supposed to say Kriyat Shema at the time that people are standing. I'm a Reb Tarfin. Reb Tarfin said, Ani Yisi Baba Derech. I was once traveling. V'hitesi likrois kedivrei b'shamai. And I lie down to say Kriyat Shema at night. And the reason I did that was because I was following Beis Shammai. V'sikanti ba'atzmi, I ended up in a tremendous sakana b'pnei alista. Meaning he was lying down. You can imagine the way Rav Tarfon was saying Kriyat Shema. And suddenly his life was at risk. And he walks into Beis Medrash and he's telling over to the Olam exactly what happened. Amrulai, they told Rav Tarfon something shocking. They said, K'day ho yiso lachuv ba'atzmcha. You should know Rav Tarfon, you almost died. You deserve to die. She'avart al divrei Beis Hillel. Because of the fact that you violated, you went against Shitas Beis Hillel, and instead you went like Shitas Beis Shammai. So the Mishnah begins with a straightforward machloikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, and it concludes with a fascinating anecdote, a story that happened with the great Reb Tarfon, where Reb Tarfon was machmer like Beis Shammai, put his life in danger, and when he came back and told the Chachamim, instead of getting sympathy, they told him, Kedai ho yisalach v'atzmach, he actually deserved what almost happened, and the reason is that you went kenegad Beis Hillel. The truth is, if you know a little bit of history, Reb Tarfon was from the school of Beis Shammai. He's from the few Tannaim that we know were Mitalmidei Beis Shammai. Rabbi Eliezer is the most notable. Reb Tarfon is a close second. So Reb Tarfon was from the Talmidim of Shammai, and it's for that reason precisely that Reb Tarfon went and he was machmer and he followed Beis Shammai. But the obvious question is, why was it so chamor what Reb Tarfon did. So Reb Tarfon went like Beis Shammai, he didn't go like Beis Hillel. Is that a reason for a person to be chayav misa? So the Mesilas Yesharim, Rav Moshe Chaim Litzato, and this is in Perek Chaf, a perek that's called Mishkal HaChasidus, he says something fascinating. He says that if a person would appreciate what the machloikis Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel was, he wouldn't be bothered by this question. Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel were two schools, and there were two ways of interpreting a lot of aspects of Torah Shebaal Peh. And the Talmidim of Beis Shammai were great Talmudic scholars, and the Talmidim of Beis Hillel were also great Talmudic scholars. And they debated back and forth and forth and back. The Gemara says that this debate went on for years, and it was at such a stalemate, there was no way to resolve it, that literally a Baskel had to come out from Shemayim and say that the Halacha is like Beis Hillel. But were it not for the Baskel, we'd still be fighting about it, because it was such a big machloikis. And Ramchal says that what was at stake from this machloikis was there was a little bit of risk that maybe the Torah would be divided, chas v'shalom, into two Torahs. There'd be some people that would follow the Torah like Beis Shammai, and there'd be other people that would follow the Torah like Beis Hillel. And Baruch Hashem, the Baskel came and resolved it like this. We didn't have to worry about it. Says the Ramchal, says the Mesilas Yesharim, that when Reb Tarfon, a person of his caliber, went publicly, and he showed that he's still taking on Shitas Beis Shammai, what it was risking was reinvigorating the machloikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. And that was very, very intense. And that's why the Chachamim told Reb Tarfon very, very sharply, Kidai ho yiso lochov ba'atzmecha sha'avarta al divri Beis. So not because he was machmer in Hilchas Kriyas Shema, it's because he, as such a public person, was giving such credibility to Shitas Beis Shammai, which risked going and invoking again that whole machloikis, and that's what the Chachamim were worried about, and that's why the Chachamim told Reb Tarfon what they told him. Either way, so we know that when we say Kriyas Shema, we preface Kriyas Shema with brachas, and then after Kriyas Shema, we say brachas as well. It's true for Kriyas Shema Shel Shachris, and it's true for Kriyas Shema Shel Arvis. Kriyas Shema Shel Shachris starts Baruch Hashem Amavoyrach, Baruch Hashem Amavoyrach Olam Vod, and then we say two brachas. Baruch Atah Hashem Elikeinu Melech Olam Yoitzer Oir Uvoyrei Chayshech Oise Shalom Uvoyrei Yasakol. Now that's a long bracha. Hameir LaOretz Tis Baruch LaNetzach Tzureinu Hashem Kadosh Kadosh Vayfanim. And it ends, Baruch Atah Hashem, Yoitzer HaMoiris. And that is all one long bracha. It's the bracha of Yoitzer HaMoiris. Then we say another bracha, the bracha of Ahava Rabbah, which ends, Baruch Atah Hashem, HaBoicher Ba'ami Yisrael Ba'ahava. Then we say Kriyishma. And after Kriyishma, we say one bracha. It starts V'yatziv, and really it ends, Tzur Yisrael, Kuma Be'ezras Yisrael, etc., Baruch Atah Hashem, Gol Yisrael. So when we say Kriyishma in the morning, we preface it with two brachas, and then afterwards, we say one bracha. Ma'ariv, we preface it with two brachas, just like we do by Shachris, but after Kriyishma, we actually say not one bracha, but we say two brachas. What are the two brachas that we say before? Hamarav Aravim and Baruch Atah Hashem Oyev Am Yisrael. The two brachas that we say after Kriyas Shema are Baruch Atah Hashem Gal Yisrael and Baruch Atah Hashem Shomer Amoy Yisrael. What's the makar to all this? It's a Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah. Mishnah Dalit, Bashachar, in the morning, Mevarich Shtaim Lefanev Achazakrat, you make one bracha before you say Kriyas Shema, two brachas before you say Kriyas Shema, and one bracha after Kriyas Shema, Uba Erev, and in the evening, Shtaim Lefanev, Shtaim Lachrat, you say two brachas before Kriyas Shema, and two brachas after Kriyas Shema. Achazarucha, of the two brachas, one of the brachas are longer, Vaachas Ketzara, and the other one is shorter. So we're referring to the two brachas that you say before Kriyas Shema, both in the morning and in the evening. Of those two brachas, one is longer, one is shorter. So what does it mean, longer and shorter? It doesn't mean count the words. The longer bracha is the bracha that begins Baruch Atah Hashem, and it ends Baruch Atah Hashem. So the first bracha that you say in the morning is Baruch Atah Hashem, Elikeinu Melech Olam, Yoitzer Oir Uvarei Chayshech, Oiseh Shalom Uvarei Yasakol, and it ends Baruch Atah Hashem, Yoitzer HaMa'oris. As opposed to the second bracha, which begins Ahava Soilam Aftanu or Ahava Rab Aftanu. It doesn't begin Baruch Atah Hashem, but it ends Baruch Atah Hashem, HaBoicher Bam Yisrael Behavet. The same is true by Ma'ariv. You start the first bracha Baruch Atah Hashem, Hashem Bedvarim Ma'ariv Aravim, and you end it Baruch Atah Hashem, HaMa'ariv Aravim. The second bracha, you start Ahava Soilam, and you only end it Baruch Atah Hashem, Oyev Am Yisrael. So the Achas Arucha is the one that begins Baruch Atah Hashem and ends Baruch Atah Hashem. The Achas Kitzar is the one that only ends Baruch Atah Hashem. Says the Mishnah, Bakum Sha'amru Laharuch, Inu Rashoy Lekatzer. A bracha that's supposed to be longer, that's supposed to begin Baruch Atah Hashem, you can't omit it. Meaning you can't just go and edit the nusach of the bracha. The katzer, if it's supposed to be shorter, in a reshoi laharich, you're not allowed to make it longer. Lachtoim, if there's a bracha that's supposed to end with a Baruch Atah Hashem, Inir Hashoy Shaloi Lachtoim. You're not allowed to end it without saying Baruch Atah Hashem. V'shaloi Lachtoim, if you have a bracha that you're not supposed to end, Baruch Atah Hashem. And this is true, by the way, for all brachas. So what's an example of a bracha that doesn't end Baruch Atah Hashem? Most brachas. Baruch Atah Hashem, Elikeinu Melech Ha'olam, Shachol Nei B'dvaroi. So it starts Baruch Atah Hashem, but it doesn't end Baruch Atah Hashem. It says the Mishnah, Inir Hashoy Lachtoim, such a bracha, you would not be able to end.